I was offered a job here at Oklahoma State University. And
I had to come along.
interviewing for jobs in Boston. And a friend of mine was in the lobby talking with someone I didn't know who turned out to be John Rooney. And John Rooney then offered me to come to Stillwater for an interview. And I didn't know where Stillwater was, and I didn't know what Oklahoma State University was because I never knew what happened to Oklahoma A&M.
No, I like to live in different places and travel, so sounded good to me.
This was 1971. When we came here, I had been through Oklahoma, but had never stopped here. And Pat had never been here at all. And we had friends in Colorado that we spent the night, and we thought we'd come into Oklahoma through the Panhandle. So we got to Boise City and stayed overnight, and in the motel there, went in there, and these good old boys were playing dominoes in the lobby.
What
And
a scene.
Boise City was interesting. And then when we started towards Stillwater the next day, we listened to the local radio, and these two guys were talking about truffles and how I wouldn't eat anything that a pig had to go and find. That was kind of our Pat's introduction to Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the geography department was always very family oriented, and so we were all about the same age, had children about the same age, so it was a very good place to be. I have participating. I'm not such a watcher. I have to be doing something, and I like to be outside. So any sport that was outside, and I grew up in a neighborhood of boys, so I played just every sport. And but in my day, there were no high school sports for girls. So once the boys got on to their teams, I had to find something else to do. So I skated and played tennis and did things like that. Oh, my mother tried to make me a dancer. She thought that would use my energy. But I was too athletic about it and really not very dainty, probably. I was a very early environmentalist in the late 60s, so I was really into making your own food, growing your own food. And but I also would think that a good emotional life is important for aging. That means that you share your life with somebody, a life partner, your family, if you have it. And if you don't have family, there are other ways to give that love. I think that's all.
Yeah, that's the choice we made, I guess. We like to travel. We've lived in different places far away from our eastern relatives. And we're paying the price now.
Well, that's probably why we're here in co-housing, is that you have to make your family if your family isn't close. I think I have many more social contacts here than I would if I lived in my own home or house away. Once I retired, those people moved away or died. Some of them died. So, and as you age, you've got to have a great different age span of friends, I think, because you become more isolated when your friends disappear for one reason or another. And I think that's one thing that living in community helps you be in contact. I worked with children almost all my life, and here we are living in a senior situation where we wouldn't have normally have children, except that there are grandchildren around now. And so we get to interact with them and enjoy their antics. Pat and one other person who did that.
Linda Burks.
Oh, Linda Burke. Did a presentation at the library on aging, and just not necessarily talking about co-housing, but expectations of aging. I think that's the way I interpret it. And then co-housing was mentioned as one of the more positive, supportive ways to live as you age. And then they had a meeting. Anybody interested in finding out more about it? And I went there and said, "That's it, right there." And I put my check in their hand and said, "I'm in."
So when I retired and you get turnover in the department, that connection kind of gets lost. And then as you age, other friends that you've done things with either leave town or leave the earth. And then you get too old to do things like play handball. So my playing handball and drinking beer afterwards group disappeared. And so the social activities of Oak Creek have been probably my primary social group these days.